point out where everything is, and then we'll start trying to get through most of the klisharets.
Good. Firstly, Daniil pointed out to me that what we suggested for Rabbeinu Hananel, especially according to the view that, okay, we had three versions of Rabbeinu Hananel, but according to the version of Rabbeinu Hananel like the Bartanura, which is that according to Rabbeinu Hananel, the Tmei Meis Shenaga Be'odam Shenaga, I'm sorry, Shenaga Be'Tmei Meis Shenaga, I'm sorry, when the Cherev is Naga as a Rishon Be'Kli, so that becomes a, it remains a Rishon, so the question is how could that be, as Rashi puts it so well, only an Av can be Metame a Rishon. So we suggested that if the problem is not the source but the result of the encounter, namely that the Kli can never be a Sheni, can only retain the status of a Rishon, then Lu Yitzur, you had a situation where a Rishon, where a Kli was going to retain the status of, or the level of Rishon after being contacted with the Rishon and not go down a level to Sheni, then that would be okay. So he pointed out to me that the Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says that in Kovetz Haaretz. Did you get the number in the end? Kufchav. So Kovetz Haaretz and Yevamos, he has that same explanation. At the same time, Daniel pointed out correctly, and we were speaking to Daniel Tracer about this as well, the Rabbeinu Hananel, as far as we know, we haven't been able to pin down the Rabbeinu Hananel is a Rabbeinu Hananel. That's, we have the quotation of the Ramban and the other Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Hananel in Psachim, which is where you might think that he would express this controversial view. There, actually, he seems not to go with this Mahalach, and I didn't get a chance to look, but Daniel checked the scientific Rabbeinu Hananel of Psachim, and that, too, doesn't have the Shita. So that's just intriguing. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two, as I mentioned the other day, that the special yichus of Cherev as mateches, as opposed to everything else, might work well according to certain views opposed to others. And I wanted to be medayik in the Perush Mishnayos of the Rambam, that the Rambam seems to link the question of which kelim to the question of how you understand the whole concept of Cherev Kachal, because the Rambam doesn't think it's about conductivity or maga or kiyotzebo, etc. So that's one of the reasons why the Rambam prefers that we shouldn't be mechalik between different types of kelim. And I said, well, kli mateches has a certain, like, you know, connotation in terms of maga or retaining the charge. I didn't mean it in a physical chemical way, but I was suggesting that. And then Daniel Friedman mentioned to me after Shir that maybe there's another point, which actually I had intended to say, but I just forgot, and that is that we find it could be that kli mateches is specifically linked to cherev, like we find in terms of the mizbeach, that the mizbeach can't be made from barzel. It has to be only, you know, evan and afar, right? Can't be gaziz, ki charbucha inafta lechava techalena. That the idea is that klimateches, according to some of the mefarshim, is associated with, you know, klei mochama. And so the idea that cherev might have a special din of mateches as opposed to eitz and etzem and some of the other kalim is possibly connected to that idea as well. Now, this is the avtipus of a cherev. I think that is correct. Okay. Having said that, just a couple more quick aros, and then I want to speak of the Rambam. There's a huge Mishloh Melech in Hippos Tumas Meis. From the smiles that I'm seeing, I see people noticed it.
Right.
It would be hard to, unless you had like pages missing in your Rambam, it'd be hard not to notice the Mishnah Melech in Parakei of Hilchos Tumas Meis Halacha Gimel. Anyways, I just couldn't resist the temptation, so I read through it, and there are a few just 2 points I wanted to make very quickly. It is a very, very long piece, but just the Mishnah Melech number one has an interesting Havamina which he rejects, but I just think is interesting, and it just highlights again one of the perspectives. The Mishnah Melech wants to know whether or not you could be bechalek between, in the beginning of the piece, whether you could be bechalek between, I can say like the first three pages, you know, whether you should be bechalek between the two dinim of Cherev Kechalo with respect to the issue of which kind of kelim. Again, he rejects it, but he considers it. In other words, is it possible that you need klimateches dafka in the real Cherev Harei Kechalo? namely the one that is nogea to the aviavos atuma, to the mace. So there you require cheref. But as far as the v'chibastem halacha, right, why not say that that applies to any kli shenaga b'tmei mace? I just think he shoots it down. Now the reason he shoots it down is very important too. He shoots it down because he says, well, really, there aren't two dinim at all. Just as we've been suggesting all along, Mishnah Melech just says it even clearer. I was being medayik that in Rashi and in the others who don't quote the Pasuk of Chibastem so much. But the Mishnah Melech is even clearer about it. He says, after all, there really aren't two dinim, such that you can be mechalik between the different types of kelim. The halacha of Cherev or Erech HaChalal is that whenever there's an encounter, whenever there's contact between Kli and Tumas Meis, whether it be Abi Avos or Avatuma, so that it's Kiyotzebo, that's the same halacha. So why on earth would anybody be mechalek between Kli Mateches and Kli Shetef? It wouldn't make any sense. It's really the same halacha. But of course, as we've tried to explain, the Rambam certainly doesn't seem to be operating that way. And he doesn't make the chiluk that the Mishnah Melech makes, but it is a very interesting chiluk. I made a similar suggestion with regard to the Rimi Simpont, not the predominant view, but the suggestion that maybe it's limited to the murder or to the death weapon or instrument, right? Which also may be outside chance she doesn't arrive. I said, well, that would make sense as far as Cherev Erech HaChalal, when you're touching the Abi Avos HaTuma, the mace. But you're not going to say that there's any special yichos for the instrument of death if you're talking about touching the Tnei mace. That doesn't make any sense. So Rimi Simpont could be said only with regard to Abi Avos HaTuma. Probably could not be said with regard to the Din of the Chibasteh. In a way, Mishnah Melech is considering the same kind of chiluk, but just, you know, notching it down one between Kli Mateches. Kli Mateches requires the connection to the mace. Only Kli Mateches can carry the Abi Avos HaTuma charge. But when it comes to Tmei mace, that's where we would be mechalik, that's where we would say other kalim as well. Again, the reason he rejects it is because for him it's all one and the same halacha. But for those Rishonim who think that it isn't the same halacha and who think that the Chibastem is a separate limud, not just an expansion of Cherev Erech HaChalal, so I think it's just very consistent. Again, you have to read the whole Mishnah Melech to get this, but the Mishnah Melech keeps repeating this idea of Kiyotzebo, and at one point he even says that he's not really sure why you need the Pasuk of V'chibastem. He says, actually, V'chibastem doesn't really work in the way that the Gemara seems to apply it to Kli Shenaga B'Tmei Meis V'Achach Parash. He says, whenever the Torah uses the expression of V'chibastem, it's usually different at the Zman HaChibur and the Zman HaPrisha. So he says, you know, it's really difficult to see why you need V'chibastem and why V'chibastem even works. After all, this is a din of HaKol Kemosa. So I think this is just very consistent that he really thinks that this is all one and the same halacha. When he quotes the Rash, who quotes the Ri, that, you know, sometimes the Gemara quotes Cherev Erech HaChalal and it shouldn't have, because it's not really accurate, including our Gemara in Chulin. So there could be two explanations for that. One is the Gra says this more expansively, as I mentioned, in Hilchos Avel. Right, so what the Gra meant by it, clearly, and I think what the Rash really is quoting is meant by it is, we have two different limudim, Cherev Kechala and V'chibastem, and you shouldn't quote Cherev Kechala when you really mean V'chibastem. Our Gemara in Chulin being prime example, we're talking about not the Negiah of the Kli and the Mace, but the Negiah of the Kli and the Tmei Mace. That's V'chibastem. That's what bothered the Ri. That certainly would bother the Gra. But the Mishnah Melech reread it. The Mishnah Melech says, no, when they ask that question, what they mean is, he doesn't tell you why you read it. He says, what they mean by that question is that you don't really need the din of Cherev Kechalal in some of those sugyas. For example, as Rashi points out, even if you didn't hold Cherev Kechalal, right, our sugya would be fine because it's a Rishon Shenaga B'Basar, which is Metame. And the sugya in Shabbos also, you can read the Gemara. If you don't read the Gemara in a certain way, so who says we're talking about Cherev Kechol, Shal Shalol, Shal Barzel, and so on. So the way the Mishnah Melech read that comment was, it's not the chiluk between why you're quoting Cherev Kechol, you should be quoting the Chibastem, it's why you're quoting Cherev Kechol, you don't need this halach at all. But that again is Lashitaso, because he just can't conceive that b'chibastem is a totally different mechayev, right? Which is why he rejected this havamina matachas. That he rejected the havamina matachas, I can't criticize him for that. I just think it's an intriguing havamina. You'd have to prove such a thing. But the point is that this is a certain mentality. In the Mishnah Melech, it's an extreme kiyotzebo mentality, consistently, throughout that was very long, throughout that very, very, very long essay. Having said that, the idea that maybe we should be mechalek between b'chibastem and cherev kecholo, I say, in light of the Rambam is the one who quotes it the most. I think that's consistent. He counts all these things as separate avos, separate chaloses. He's the anti-kiyotzebo person in my reading of the Rambam. But again, Rimus Simpont, according to that suggestion of Cherev being the, you know, the instrument of death, as I said, I think it'd have to be Mechalek. And of course, it comes up in another context as well, and that's the Meiri. Right, the Meiri in Shabbos, in that sugya, suggests that one can be Mechalek between B'chibastem and, he doesn't quote the Psukim, and Cherev or Ekechala when it comes to the question of Ohel. Right? Again, most of the Rishonim go one way or another with this issue, all the way. In other words, if you look at the Rash in Alos, and if you look at Tosas and Nazir, in the discussion of Rabbeinu Tam and Rav Chaim Cohen, and the Smag, almost everywhere that you look, that the Bali Tosas who assume that Ohel applies to Cherev Rei Kechalol, so they apply it in both senses, in Cherev Rei Kechalol and in the Chibastem. Again, the whole problem of Rav Chaim Cohen, you know, Ein bayis asher lo haya sham meis, and maybe there's a nail there or something. That whole question is really based on the idea that cherev rei kecholol can be created through an ohel, and then through the chibastem, right? It can be, you know, extended or transferred. Maybe that isn't even the chibastem, but okay. But the point is that it's not just the avi avos aspect of it. The Meiri. And those who disagree, like the Ramban, presumably disagree completely. Although the evidence against Ohel is stronger in excluding the spread of Tumas Kli through Ohel than it is the creation of Tumas Kli through Ohel, I have to say that. But the Meiri's Chiddush is actually to be Mechalik. Meiri in Shabbos says, even if Cherev Ariel Kecholol can be created through Ohel, it cannot pass on its status through Ohel. I say that would just work very, very well if we were not operating with one halacha, but really there were two different dinim. There's probably more to say about that, but since we want to make some progress, so we'll leave it at that. And then finally, I just wanted to bring your attention to the Rambams that I was speaking about very quickly in the end, just to make one or two quick, just to read one or two of them just very quickly. So the Rambam Shita, I think, is very, very challenging, because it's all over the place. Mostly it's extremely consistent. Even the difficulties in the Rambam are consistent, by which I mean there's a certain pattern in the problems with the Rambam, which is what motivated me to make the suggestion that I did. But basically, in order to analyze the Rambam's comprehensive shita, what you have to do is look at Pirush Mishnayos Hakdama to Taros. You have to look at his comments in the beginning of Alos. You have to look a little bit in Perek Beis of Adios and Mishnah Aleph, and Perek Aleph of Psachim, Mishnah Vav, probably for other places as well, but those are certainly important places. In addition to that, the main shita of the Rambam, of course, is what he develops in Tumas Ochlim, Bias Mikdash and Zirus, but it has to be supplemented also with Hilchos Korban Pesach and Hilchos Avel. I just want to mention some of these very, very quickly. Again, Tumas Meis, Gimel. Again, I'm not going to go into each the details. I already told you what I thought, but I'll just tell you where I get it from very quickly so you don't think I'm Boda Milibi, I guess. So Tumas Meis, just very quickly, Gimel is where the Rambam seems to... If you only had Tumas Meis, Gimel, you would think that the Rambam has a very simple shita. Here the Rambam says, he quotes all sorts of different levels of Tuma, and here's where he says, Yiroi li shekulan tumasan eno midin Torah, bunch of cases, shari ein dozer megaleach aleim kamo shibyarna bin zirus, ein chayavin aleim al bias mikdash. So here the Rambam ties together giluach nazir, bias mikdash, and Tuma durabana. V'kol tamei b'tumah shel Torah chayav al bias mikdash. L'fikach ani omer shekol tumah min ameis she'ein nazir megaleach ala ein adin Torah. That's the problem. That's a huge problem in the Rambam. If you only had this Rambam, you would think that tumah she'nazir megaleach is the shear of tumah doraisa and rabbanon. And it's here where the Ravid again takes very strong issue. But that can't be. Okay. Masha dima bias mikdash tumas nazir, the tumas meish rishon nazir ksiv v'timei rishon nizro, v'mikdash ksiv as mikdash Hashem tamei. Hachemaisi korban al tumasa v'hachemaisi al tumasa. But basically, the idea that every thing that ain nazir megaleach of is drabanan is something that the Ravid rejects. This is the problem, Rambam, because if you take this Rambam and then you apply it to things like cherev kachalo, you would say that cherev kachalo, on which nazir is not megaleach, would only be a din drabanan. And it's absolutely clear in the Rambam, both in Pirush Mishnayos, when he lists avos which are Dorais and Rabban, he could say he changed his mind from Pirush Mishnayos to Yad Chazaka. But even Yad Chazaka, when he counts later on in Parakei Yochus Tumas Meis, the avos which are Drabban, which are avos Mipia Kabbalah, and Cherev Kachal, it's clear that he puts Cherev Kachal with those that are Dorais. So that's why it's almost impossible to accept at face value what the Rambam says in Parag Gimel Halacha Gimel, which is why I think we have to accept at least the general approach of Mari Kurkus in Hilchos Bias Mikdash and the Kesef Mishnah in Parakei of Tumas Meis, which is that there are basically, although again with some variation in terms of where to draw the line, that Nazir Megaleach Halav has two different meanings. And there are specific reasons why Ein Nazir Megaleach Halav, in some cases, lemaisa ein nazir megaleach halav, that's not what the Rambam means. And it's based on, I think, the reading of the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Nazirus, Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam is also mechudash. Again, it's based on Yerushalmi's and this and that, but the synthesis of what he's choosing and what he's emphasizing is mechudash. And that is, here, Perek Zayin, yesh Tmeos min ameis she'ein nazir megaleach aleihem v'lo soser sakod min afa pisha nitmaim tuma shiva shelo nemar bo v'chi yitame l'nefesh elo v'chi yamus meis alav ad she yitame v'tumos she'ein me'atzmo shomeis v'yacha kach yovi karbanos tuma v'yigaleach teglachas tuma v'yiplu kol yom arishonim. Now that Rambam is mechudash, because here the Rambam is saying that there's a difference between dinei tumas meis and chefza shel tumas meis. But it seems very clear from this Rambam that the conclusion that he's reaching is based on his interpretation of the psukim, the chiyamus meisalav, as opposed to ki tamei lenefesh. But if he was operating with ki tamei lenefesh, then there would be other tumos that would be daraisa, which would qualify. Which means basically, I mean, otherwise, perek zayin aloch aleph would be completely nonsensical if you were to take perek gimel hilchos tumas meis aloch gimel totally literally. Aside from which, as I said before, Cherev Kechalo would be subject to stira all over the place in Pirush Mishnayos and in Yad HaChazaka. Which is why I think what the Rama means, of adapting a little bit, going in the derech of the Kesef Mishnah and the Mari Kurkus, that what the Rama means in Gimel Gimel, Tumas Meis, is aside from the question, or set aside the question of atzmo shomeis as opposed to ki tamei lenefesh, right? But those things that are candidates for atzmo shomeis but don't qualify, right? Because it's not enough dam or the atzomos or whatever, they are from the meis, but they don't qualify for nazir megaleach halav. They are not al pidin defined as chefza shel meis. They will always be drabanan. Okay, but the ones that are dinei tumah and maybe tumas nefesh, but not meis mamish, right? So they will be excluded from giluach nazir, but not because they're tumos drabanan. Okay. I think this is a very important issue. For example, the iser might be doraisa too. Even in nazirus, it might be iser. And that's really the basis of what I was suggesting the other day. Then I think if we look at individual psakim by the Rambam, it's not really bad at all. Again, in Hichas Zerus, so you have Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. It's very, very important. Then we have Perek Zayin Halacha Ches, which is that huge Chiddush of the Rambam, that Cherav Reu Kachalol, when it comes to Giluach Nazir, doesn't count, doesn't get the Hazah of Gimel and Zayin. Rambam says that's a special din because you don't want to break up the count. The Rabban and the Ramban both think that that is an enormous Chiddush. It is an enormous Chiddush. You just have to understand what he's saying. We're not going to pursue that further right now. But the point is, again, it doesn't sound in the right. Yoroi Elisha said, Din miyuchad benazir. If this is all, if the point is that Cherav Kachol is only a din derabanan, right, then you don't have to say it this way. Naga ba'ola meis, o bekelem anogim b'meis, eina maza b'shlishi yushvi. The Yoroi Elisha said, Din miyuchad benazir. This does not sound like a din d'rabban. Okay. It's a huge chiddush, but it doesn't sound like a din d'rabban. So then, when you go back to Tumas Meis and you read not only Gimel Gimel but Hey Gimel, right? So kelim shenitmu b'meis beba maga b'em ba'ol arein l'nogeh b'em k'nogeh b'meis atzmo. That doesn't sound like a din d'rabbanan. Ma meis metame nogeh b'em badam b'em b'kelim tumas shiva af kelim shenitmu b'meis b'hena kelim o'adam shiga b'hen t'meim tumas shima shenemar b'chalo cherev b'meis v'pia shmuel amdu cherev k'meis v'hu adin l'shar kelim. This is all dinam d'araisa. V'chital adatcha and so on. Okay. Minayin sh'af kelim anogim badam shenoga b'kelim. Right? That's b'chibastem. So, in light of that, it's fine. That's what the Rambam is telling us. But and he compares it to Ohel. That would also confirm the idea, because Ohel is certainly going to be Daraisa. Again, Ohel doesn't apply to Giluach Nazir. Okay. Then in Hey Halacha Hey, we get back into the trouble. B'med Dvar Mamurim, L'nyan Truma V'Kadshim, Av L'chayiv Karis, Al B'yatz Mikdash, Al Achilas Kadshim, Eino chayv al shnayim bivad. Harishon shenaga b'meis, v'asheni shenaga bo. Kedin Torah, shenemar, kol asher yigabo hatameh yitma. Here is where the additional problems came up. Meaning the most mefarshim who read the Rambam said, oh, this Rambam is referring to Gimel, Gimel. Namely, the Rambam is saying here that that these are all drabbanan, and that's why there is no bias Mikdash. Aval nogeh bekelim shenaga ba'adam, nogeh ba'adam shenaga bekelim shenaga b'meis, pater kamo shebiyarnu b'yochas b'yichas mikdash, shadvar ma'el afa b'shein divrei kabbalah einon din Torah. Here he calls him divrei kabbalah einon din Torah, sh'olei nusparshu ba'Torah. Elish ezenit b'meis shi av v'asheni nogeh b'yarnu nogeh abo, sh'orishon b'yarnu b'adam b'yarnu b'yarnu. So a lot of Mepharshim read Gimel, read Hey Hey, in light of Gimel Gimel, and they said, oh, this means ein nozer megaleach, we know that from the Zeros. Therefore, it's all the Rabbanan, and that's what he means here. But I think if we look carefully, that's not what the Rambam says. This is a special din in B'yas Mikdash, and the Divrei Kabbalah that the Rambam refers to here is not that Cherav Kachalol is Rabbanan, but that it's significant that Cherav Kachalol is learned from a drasha, which means it isn't Atzmo Shel Meis, and not only that, it isn't Tmei Meis or Noga but Tmei Meis either. And since the Psukim here say, right, so therefore it's midoing. What the Rambam is saying isn't that these are drabanan, but that the fact that it's not one chefza shell tumas meis, but rather these are dinim. The Kesef Mishnah again helps us out a lot here. Kesef Mishnah says this isn't drabanan. This is the Rambam v'li nira drabenu b'tamei azil shekasa b'sefer mitzvah shelo shorish beis. Kesemish is saying this is not Darabanan. It's a special din in the requirement. Just like Tumas Naziros is a din in Cheftza or Atzmo Shomeis, in terms of the Tiglachas, at least, and everything else. So too, Bias Mikdash, for the Rambam, let me make it clear. The Rambam says it's all one halacha. Nazim Megaleach Allah. Bias Mikdash depends on it, etc. For the Rambam, it's not the Rabbanan, Daraisa, it's Shiurim in Tuma. But all these dinim are basically the same. For the Rambam has the most complicated sheet. The Rambam says every issue in Halacha has to be reassessed in its own right. Right? Giluach Nazir, Atzma Shomeis. And then other issues. For Taglachas, Atzma Shomeis. Bias Mikdash, the psukim sound like it's a din in Tumas Adam. Right? And this isn't Tumas Adam, it's a Mipia Kabbalah, it's a drasha of din Tuma based on Bechibastem and Cherev Kachala. So when the Rambam connects Tumas Nazir Ligaleach, it's only in terms of the ones that are anyways Atzmo Shalmeif. Those are the Rabbanans, they for sure don't apply. But these are two different dinim, I think. This is my reading. The reason I'm not going through this is because it doesn't say that here in any of the Nosa Kalin. I'm using some of the Nosa Kalin. But again, the Ravid attacks. Reisiza ish kol mishi yikshala b'divrabaseinu yomar b'divrayamu veinu din Torah v'heim amru. He thinks the Rambam says this is all Rabbanan. Veinu chein. Alright, kol arbash etzmein b'meis kulam b'nakros v'seh. How can you say cherev kachol and all these things are Rabbanan? Alzu halacha tkua b'yadam b'kubelis v'pim shein chayav n'albiyas mikdash b'tumas meis ela b'tumas shanazar b'galeach halav. It's just, you require tumas shanazar b'galeach halav. He's accusing the Rambam of saying it's Rabbanan. I think the Kesher Mishnah is 100% right. And then when you look later, the Rambam does say later about the other ones. He talks about the tumas that are drabanan. There he actually calls them avos hatuma midivrei kabbalah, midivrei sofer, that are drabanan. And he makes it clear from the list. And there he doesn't include cherub kachala. So even though it is misleading a little bit, and you can see very easily why the Nosa Kalim put together the way they did, including the Ravid, I think that the and the merits of the case, there's a strong case to be made that the Rambam Shita is just very complicated, but it's not what other people thought it was. That's Tumas Meis. I'm not going to go into more of Tumas Meis. That's the basic issue. Again, what ends up in the Rambam is very fascinating in Bias Mikdash, and that is that Tmei Meis and Noga B'Tmei Meis, who's a Rishon, they both violate Bias Mikdash fully. But Cherev Kechalo, which is an Av, does not. For the Ravid, Noga B'Tmei Meis, the Rishon, also would not violate. Because it depends on Nazir Megaleach Chalo. So it turns out, according to the Rambam, you can have a Rishon, which is more severe than an Av, when it comes to Bias Mikdash. That's because the Mechayev of Bias Mikdash is just different. Okay. So that is, that's very important. Okay. In Bias Mikdash itself, again, it's similar complication. That's in Hilchos Bias Mikdash Gimel Yud Gimel. One second. And there the Rambam says again, "Ezo hituma shechayev karis ala mikdash kol shenitma betumas min ameis shanazu megaleach aleim shekvar nisparish benezirus. O sheyiga ba'adam o bekelim shenitma ba'osan tumas shanazu megaleach aleim shrei sheni l'rishon shenaga b'meis o shenitma b'shar avos hatuma shol torah sheisparish b'mkalman." So here again, the Rambam, the Ravid says, "Omar Rambam shibushu ze einazu megaleach almaga kelim shenaga b'meis afilo acherev einachayev almaga on albias mikdash." Again, the Ravid Lishitasa says it's the same halacha. It's a din in Ein Nazir Megaleach Alav. So why do you have to say, oh? But the Rambam says separately that Bias Mikdash, A, we exclude Dvarim Shein Nazir Megaleach Aleim. Right? And secondly, oh, Sheyiga Ba'adam O Bekelim Shenitmu Ba'osan Atmeos Shein Nazir Megaleach Aleim. So, again, this is Lishitasa. The Nazir Megaleach is to exclude Cheftzas, which don't qualify as Cheftzas Shel Aratzmo Shel Meis. The other point is to exclude the basic category of Cherev Kechala. And then again, Gimel Tezvav, Kol Anogei Bekelim Shenoga Ba'adim Shenoga Beis, Shenoga Ba'adim Shenoga Bekelim Anogim Beis, Afa Bishutami Rishon, Linyan Truma Latami Bishar Kadshim, Reza Patra Abiyas Mikdash, Shedvar Melo Halacha Mipi Kabbalah, Afa Pishu Patra Makan Oso Makas Mardus. So again, the Rambam doesn't include this in Nazir Megaleach. This is what he called halacha mipia kabbalah, but in light of his explanation in Tumas Meis, halacha mipia kabbalah means it doesn't fit in to the psukim, which are the mechayiv of Tumas Meis, even though a rishon actually could be included and an av could be excluded. I should also note one other thing, and that is Gimel Tezayin. In Gimel Tezayin, the Rambam says, amaknis sheret zukiyotze b'lemikdash o shehichnis adam lemikdash, hareza chayiv kareiz sharitima mikdash Hashem. Aval azore kelim tmeim lemikdash afilo hayu kelim shenago b'meis patur min hakaris avachayiv malkis. The Rambam's shita is that if you throw a sheretz into the mikdash, that's kares. But if you throw cherev harei kachol into the mikdash, that's malchus and no kares. That should be contrasted, of course, with the Ravid quoted in our Ramban, who says that even according to the Mandamar, tamei sheretz shehichnis lemikdash is not kares, but shiny cherev harei kachol, because that's like zachar unakeva, that's like Adam. Okay, that Ravid doesn't work so well with the other Ravids in Mishnah Torah, but that's a separate problem. My point is that for the Ravid, cherev kachol is superior to tumas sheretz. That's because the Ravid holds that cherev kachol is a kind of tumas meis. But for the Rambam, it's a derivative, but it's a separate kalos of tumas meis. It has nothing to do with Adam. It's a din in kli. So the Rambam is mechalek. So I think this also fits nicely with the general picture of the Rambam. Finally, two other Rambams just to note. One is Hilchos Avel, Paragimel Halacha Beis. Okay, I have to justify bringing all these Rambams. Jakey had to help me get them down, so I really have to justify it. Hilchos so, Avel, Paragimel Halacha Beis, that's what the Rambam speaks about Tumas Meis. Here he says, B'cheinim Noga Koin B'kever Loka, אבל נוגע הוא בבגדים שנוגע במייס, אף על פי שמסתמי בהם תומא שיבה. Now again, there are a group of Rishonim, as we know, who think that that depends on tumah shen nazir megaleh achalav. Right, that's the Yerushalmi and Tosefta. The whole discussion of Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbi Chaim Cohen in Tosas and Nazir and the Rash and Arlos, right, that's part of the discussion. How could you be mechalek? Can you be mechalek between tumas meis regarding Kohen and regarding Nazir, right? Rabbeinu Tam says, yeah, maybe you can be mechalik in both directions, the Kula, the Chumra. That's part of the issue and part of the discussion. So according to the Rambam, it's clear that Tumas Meis LeKohen does not apply to Cherev Kecholo, like the Ramban in that point. But the truth is, it's interesting, there the Torah speaks about Nafshos Meis. I call Kohen Shenitma Lemes Areza Loka Shenema Lenefesh Lo Yitamei Be'amav Echad Anogea Be'meis O Amahil O Anose. So for the Rambam, there are differences between Giluach Nazir and Tumas Meis. Giluach Nazir depends on Atzmo Shomeis, and Tumas Meis, the Pasuk itself says Nefesh. But according to the Rambam, it still doesn't allow for cherev harei kachol. But again, it has nothing to do with the connection to Nazir Megaleach. Okay. And finally, just one other Rambam just to mention and to question about, and that is the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach. The Rambam in general has a unique shita in Hilchos Korban Pesach. The view of almost all Rishonim, the Ravid and most Rishonim, is that if a person is a tful yom, on the day of Hakravas Korban Pesach and Yudalid Nisan, meaning at night with Harif Shemesh, he'll already be Tahar, so he can be Nichlal in Korban Pesach. That's a general view. If you have a Tumas Sheretz, in other words, and you're a Tvul Yom, so you're included in the Chabura, and so on. The Rambam has a unique Shita. The Rambam's Mechalik between Tumas Meis and all other Tumas. Ram says, if you're a Tful Yom of Tumas Meis, even though by nighttime, by the time of Achilas Korban Pesach, you'll be Tahar, nonetheless, you are excluded from Korban Pesach. That's the Ramam Shita. Which, by the way, highlights the uniqueness of Tumas Meis, number one, which anyways in Korban Pesach is highlighted, because the whole idea of Tuma Hutra B'tziv, or Tuma of Korban Pesach, at least, is limited to Tumas Meis, or many other rayas that Tumas Meis is unique. But it also proves something else, and that is that the Tvul Yom of Tumas Meis is a Tvul Yom of Tumas Meis. It's not generic. Whether that's true of all Tvul Yoms, or, that we're mechalic in that as well, this of course it touches on the question I raised the other day, you know, about maybe the difference between a Rishon and a Sheni and a Tvul Yom with regard to the Rebbeinu Chanan Lishon. Okay. But anyways, this is the Rambam's shita. Tmei meis shechol shvi shelo lios barba asar from bishul tabal behuzalav harehu roy lechol kachim leerev ein shochnu malav elanidka lepesach sheni and he quotes the psukim b'pia Shmuel lamdu. This is the chiddush of the Rambam, but that chiddush is qualified by medvar mamurim b'shenitma b'tmeos minameis shanozer megaleach aleim. Avlima yitame b'shar tumos minameis shein nozer megaleach aleim shochen al b'shvi shelo achar sheyitbal yazalav u'kashiyarv shim she'ochel pischa. Here the Rambam is mechalek between tumas shanozer megaleach aleim and not. Where is it? Perek vav hikos korban pesach halacha beis. So the Raivad says, even though I don't agree with you in general, Rambam, if you hold this shita that tvul yom of tumas meis is mufka from korban pesach, I think we did all of it. If we really hold that way, so then you should be consistent. What does that have to do with tumas nazar megaleach halav? We're talking about a tvul yom. Is the tvul yom of a tumas nazar megaleach halav different than the tvul yom of any other tumas meis? Okay, more specialized tvul yom. Okay, but I think again, it has to do with the chiluk that the Rambam made about nazar megaleach. The only question I think we have to be mistapek here is, what does tumas shenazar megaleach alav mean in this context? Does it mean the full fledged one of hukas and zeros, namely you need atzmo shel meis, and therefore even cheruv kechala that would also be excluded? What about? Or does it just mean, you know, those that don't qualify as chefs shel meis, and the Rambam means drabana? If the Rambam means drabana, then that would answer the Raivad's question. It doesn't sound that way in the Rambam. It really does sound like we're dealing with daraisas, but within tumas meis, the daraisas, there's still a chiluk between nazir megaleach and ein nazir megaleach. In which case, I think it's very possible we're talking about ohel, we're talking about cherev kecholol, etc. So I think, again, that might work nicely. You have to look at the psukim there, whether it's in a meis or nafshos meis, or knisa, etc. Okay, so that is in terms of the Rambam. Now let's go on to the next topic, Sakan and Kli Shares Shkita Schor. Let's have somebody read. Ben, you want to read? What? Okay, but you should.
I know.
Okay, so we'll give you a reprieve for today. Moshe, back there. Want to do the honors? What? I can't hear you. None of the Gemara. Okay, so let's get going. Let's move as quickly as we can. Again, I'd like to try to finish this topic by Thursday, and then Sunday, are ready to start. If possible, even Thursday to start Mefarcheses. Certainly to finish Mefarcheses by Sunday. But by Sunday, I already try to be ready for Gimel Amud Aleph to Gimel Amud Beis. By the end of Sunday, I imagine, but yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you're starting from exactly the right spot. Go ahead.
If you go to Shabbat,
So again, what's the question? What's the answer, Moshe?
Yeah, we're wondering if one would be able to shaft with a promise shalpan.
The problem in the Gemara is what? If we're dealing with not tumas, if we're dealing with tumas meis,
right, then,
so then you should be transmitting through the sakin, you should be transmitting tuma. The answer is doesn't transmit tuma because it's not a kli, or it's pshute kliates at least. Okay. So since it's pshute kliates, and yet you can use it as a sakin, there's no problem of toma. So basically this Gemara is telling us, the chiddush, that you can have a pshute kliates, which is not mekabel toma, can be used for shchita. What kind of shchita? Shchita's kadshim. Except, so let me say one thing first, the side thing that we'll get out of the way, and we're not going to discuss any further right now, and that is, The Gemara has to be read that sakin shel pshute kliates is not a kli or not? You have to read the Gemara that it's not a kli, and that's why it's not makabel tuma, or pshute kliates is a kli, but it's a special din that pshute kliates, that kli is not makabel tuma.
According to? According to Tosos, make it into a kli while
And even though you made it into a kli, it's still not makabel tuma. It's still pshute kliates. So there are 2 days in the Rishonim. Let's just take care of that problem first, because that's a side issue. That's not the main problem we need to deal with. That is that there are 2 days in the Rishonim, whether or not this Kromis, Shokana, all these cases are cases of Skuke, are they Kalim or not? Right. Because of the problem which you're going to read to us in a second, namely the Gemara in Zvachim that says, in Menachos, says Macheles is a Kli, right? So if you want to integrate that fact with our sugya, and you want to say, oh, we're dealing with some sort of a kli. So if we're dealing with some sort of a kli, you're back to the square one, so why is it a mekabel tumah? So you have to say that it's a kli, which is not mekabel tumah. Okay. So the status of pshute kliates, basically, which is a general issue and an interesting issue, is something to consider in light of the sugya. According to the Rishonim, we hold that there's no kli here at all. They might be telling us that pshute kliates is not a kli, and that's why it's not mekabel tumah. According to the equal view in the Rishonim, which is this is a kli, maybe not a kli shares, but a kli, so then basically the conclusion we'd reach would be that pshute kliates, even though there is a shame kli, right, it's not mekabel tumah. Or that the shame kli, le'inyan kabbalas tumah, might be different than the shame kli, le'inyan other matters. Correct? So, for example, it would be important to look at the status of pshute kliates in other contexts. Let's say for muktzah on Shabbos, right, where we care about kalim, and the Gemara itself in Kala Kalim discusses, you know, whether or not there's a relationship between the status of kli linyan tumah and the status of kli linyan muktzah. The question is whether it's lahalacha and whether it's in only one direction or both directions. But the Gemara there, in whatever it is, was a kuf kaf ches or so, in Kolakim, right? Or what about in Sukkah, right? What about pshute kliates for schach? Or what about for Gemar kli, let's say makam apatish in Shabbos? Are these all different categories? Right? That's not our topic right now, but this Gemara is an interesting food for thought Gemara, because it seems like pshute kliates is certainly not makabel tumah, and yet some Rishonim think that it is a kli. So these are the possible, there are three possible conclusions to be reached. It's not a kli at all, right? And that's why it's not mekabel tumah. There's no such thing as a kli, which is not mekabel tumah. It is a kli, and it's not mekabel tumah. Or it's a kli in Hilchos Shechita, where you require a kli, and maybe in some of these other halachos, but it's not a kli in Opus Tumas Ocho, in Tumas Kev. Okay, so that's point number one. We're not going to say more about that now, because that's not our issue. What is our issue, however, is something very, very important in this sugya. David? Namely, what is our Gemara doing here? Gemara's looking, scrounging for an answer, right? You know, pshute kliates, because we want to make sure there's no tumah, in this case, a mukdashim. Correct? So the Gemara says, no problem. Pshute kliates, they work for shechita. How do we know it? What? How do we know that they work for Shechita? For Shechita's Kachin? What? A Brisa. What is a Brisa talking about? I mean, this line in the Gemara, where it says, the Tanya, you're right, a Brisa. The Tanya, b'kol shochtim, b'im b'tzur, b'im b'schuchis, b'im b'krumis, shalkana. What's it talking about? What's the case? What? Shechita. Good. For sure it's Shechita. What am I after? Shechita's Chulin or Shechita's Kachin? Here we're talking about a case of Shechita's Kachin. We want to know, can you get away with a Pshute Kliates or not? What's the Gemara's Raya? You could. How do we know? From a Braisa that talks about what? Shechita's Chulin. That's very important. It would be important if we knew nothing about Shechita. Right? Can you learn Shechita's Kachim from Shechita's Chulin? That would always be an open and objective and interesting question. But it's particularly interesting to us because we're very sensitive to this issue. We're on the prowl, as it were, you know, for information on this topic. Namely, what is the relationship between Shechita's Kachim and Shechita's Chulin? So the Gemara here, very, you know, unobtrusively, very self, without any kind of, you know, unselfconsciously, we'll say, the Gemara just says, you can use a sakin of krumis shalkana because the brisa says you can use it for shchitas chulin. Thank you very much. And this is connected to the sugya later on, tezvavim beis, where the mishnah says shochit b'magal yad b'tzur b'kane shchitas and kshera. Right, and then the Gemara discusses what does hakol mean, and we had it also on tezayin amid beis and yud zayin when we did the Gemara about the midbar. This is not shchitas kachim. This is shchitas chulin. Yeah.
Is it clear that the Gemara is referring dafka shchitas kachim and not to both shchitas chulin and shchitas kachim?
Well, it wouldn't solve the problem if it didn't also apply to shchitas kachim.
It would solve it somewhat because the Gemara is saying.
I feel really? I mean, talking about remember what happened here. You have Tamei b'Mukdashim,
which is the Afilu b'Diavet, and Tamei b'Chulin, which is the
yeah. But don't you have so? I mean, which is the bigger problem?
I'm saying it at least explains why.
I mean, we can take care of the let's say reverse Kamlei b'Dravamine. We can take care of the nagging little problem, but even though we're left with the gaping, you know, sleep depriving, big one, you know, we can still go on to the next sugya.
I'm saying. The Gemara could be referring also to
Shechitas Chulin. For sure it's also dealing with Shechitas Chulin, but I'm saying who cares? Meaning, there are two cases, right? One is Shechitas Chulin al Taharas HaKodesh, right? According to, you know, what is it, Rabbah Bar Ula? I always forget his name. It's actually not right. Is it Rabbah Bar Ula?
Yeah.
So, and I really like this answer of the Gemara, which is why I should really be on top of the name board. But, right. According to Rabbi Ula, the Mishnah is talking about two cases. One is Chulin al Taharas HaKodesh, and the other one is Mukdashim, in the Mishnah itself. Right? It's right here in Chulin, not even in Zvachim. It might even be its main place. Right? So now the Gemara is asking, but you're Matami the Basar. So, I mean, it's a more serious question in Kachim than it is in Chulin.
It's more serious, but it's a...
So what's the answer? The answer is Pshutei Kliyei. It's according to what you're saying. The answer is, don't lose any sleep about this. We can answer the problem of the L'chatchila and the Chulin Tanas al Taharas HaKodesh. But you've left us with, in the Kachim case, with a violation of Tumas Kachim Daraisa. That can't be.
It's definitely.
I'm sure it is also B'chulin.
The Gemara is definitely assuming that. The Gemara is definitely, but the Gemara conflated the two issues in the question also. It's not as if
right. But all I'm saying is when you conflate the two issues, so now you're stuck, not with the lighter. You don't attack the answer with the lighter one. You have to attack it with the heavier one.
Okay.
I mean normally I'm pretty open to.
No,
just don't see this at all. But
I agree.
I mean, you're absolutely right that it is also talking about Chulin. 100% right.
And since the Gemara conflated the two issues in the Havmino, so it's certainly the question that needs to be asked, you know.
But we need to answer. We definitely need to be answer the more serious problem. If we're not answering the serious problem, then we just can't. Then the Inami is not going to not be unless you want to say the Inami is for the whatever. And both answers are true, but the Pashtus, that's not. We're saying we're talking about Tumas Meis and Achanami. There would be a problem of being Matame Bekadshim, but don't worry about it because at least the Chulin part of the question, which is only a Dindarabanan. And Regilus, and according to the Ramban, anyway, it's not a problem. According to the Ramban, it's not a problem anyway, because you could be, there's no Isilatame, Chunchanas, Altaras, Kodesh. But according to Rashi, it's just not conceivable. Right. So either way, that you would like to get out of this problem, I'm fully identify with you. Okay. Except that it's amazing Gemara, and almost no one makes any fuss about this, but this is huge. Yeah.
I think Miri says that.
What Akiva saying?
Saying that it's only referring to the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll look at it. And how does he explain? So how do you get out of the answer for Gudjon?
Just said it.
Oh, really? I didn't see that. I'll look at it.
Probably leave it for a second.
Wait, but this is the answer in the Gemara Inami.
Right.
So the Ibai same is only on the Chulin part.
Right. It's a half Inami. That's
okay. I'll look at the Miri. You get to, you know, I don't know if you want to be with that particular Miri, but certainly all the Rishonim who discuss the problem, as Tosis does, of Macheles, and, you know, Vayikach Be'od Macheles, all the Rishonim don't read that way. except maybe for the meal. What motive? I think it's an important sheet that just because it shows how unhappy he is. What?
The Miriam himself addresses that issue. So he talks about that issue, about Machelas and the Klisharis and all that thing. So.
And what does he say?
I mean...
You just can't read the sugi anymore. There's no... you're out of the sugi. You're out of the problem. Right?
No, I'm saying the... Yeah, I
mean, once
I,
you say...
I don't know that Miri. I'm just saying...
Once you say that the Gemara here is not talking about Kachin, but it's talking about Chulin, so then what's the big deal? All the other Gemaras... What is the evidence, the objective evidence... We're going to read it inside in a second. What is the objective evidence that you need a Kli, and maybe even a Kli Shares and Shchita? It's all from Kachin. Right? It's from... Where's it from? Moshe. Before we read it even. What's the evidence? Is there evidence that you need a Kli, or even maybe... There are three levels here. You don't need a Kli at all. You need a Kli. Right? Oh, there could be theory and theoretically actually say four levels. You don't need a Kli at all. Right? You need a Kli, but not necessarily one which is subject to Tumas Kalim. You need a Kli for Tumas Kalim. Or you need a Kli Sharis. There could be four possible levels of the requirement of Sak and Shel Shechita. Okay? The evidence that you need the least, that you don't even need a Kli at all, strongest evidence, right here in our Gemara and Chulin. Correct? The evidence that you require a Kli Shares, or at minimum a Kli, where does it come from? What? Zvachim Tzadi Zayin, Vayikach HaSamacheles. That's in the context of Ola, right? Because Yitzchak was a Karban, he was an Ola. That's what the Gemara says in Zvachim Tzadi Zayin. That's one Raya, very strong Raya, which you have to contend with. And the Raya that maybe you require more than a Kli, but you require a Kli Shares, what's the strongest Raya for that? Zach? Strongest Raya for a Kli Shares? Shlomo? Yoshua? Simcha? Strongest wire Raya that you require? Klishan, Bali tells us this discussion. Jakey? Menachas and Sota. In both cases, the Gemara seems to be talking about Kiddush Hadam. Sota may be even stronger than Menachos, as we'll get to. They imply Klisharis. So the evidence that you require Kli, never mind a Klisharis, is all from the world of Kachin. Anybody who has a problem with our sugya and those sugyas is clearly reading our Gemara Kipshuto, not like the Smiri. Again, I agree with you. The Miri is important for that reason, because it just shows how unhappy, you know, and to what lengths he's going to go to. As I said, my objections against Akiva's suggestion, they stand. I mean, they're just objections. I'll look at the Miri. I have to look at the Miri inside, to be fair. But it's very hard to read the Gemara that way. Okay, so Miri aside, Miri obviously, we'll have to look at it, but it sounds like the Miri is struggling to get out of this problem. And that in itself is valuable. But the problem is huge. Can you really prove from Mishnah and Abraisa about Shechitas Chulin that you don't need a Kli, never mind a Kli Shares, in Shechitas Kadshim? Now, if there's an equation between them, we still can ask the question, in which direction? And that's going to be important too, as we have all along. In other words, we can learn Shechitas, the simple pshat is, we're learning Shechitas Kadshim from Shechitas Chulin, because we believe that even in the context of Kadshim, Shechita is diluted. Let's take the formulation, which may be too extreme, but the one that Gemara discussed in a few places, and that some Rishonim do apply here. We're going to go through each Rishon separately, but quickly. Shechita ein avoda, let's say. Let's just say it that way for argument. Or Shechita k'shera bizar, Shechita k'shera ein avoda. Right, so that's the reason why, if in Chulin you can get away with non-Kli, or non-Kli Shares at least, Hu Adin, the Kachim, because Shechita and Kachim, no, it's not a Kachim halacha, it's a universal Shechita halacha. That's one, that's the most obvious direction. However, in theory one could also say the opposite. That is, that implicitly, where does Shechita's Chulin come from? Again, getting back to our Agdama. Shechitas Chulin comes from Kasher Tzivisicha. Right? Whether it's actually that word. But the point is, or it's the history of the Midbar. point is that Shechitas Chulin has its roots in Shechitas Kadshin. So it's not that we're saying that Shechita Eina Avoda, as much as it is that we're saying whatever we know works in Shechitas Chulin has to work in Shechitas Kadshim as a functional that's the Maisa, because otherwise it wouldn't work in Shechitas Chulin. So the source may be a Braisa on Shechitas Chulin, but Shechitas Chulin itself is just a function of Shechitas Kadshim. So we see from this Mishnah what the din is in Shechitas Kadshim. So it's not that we're diluting Shechitas Kadshim, we're upgrading Shechitas Chulin. That's a more subtle, but I think based on the other things that we've seen, a possible explanation of the linkage between the two. Otherwise, what do we have to say? Either this Meiri, which is very dochek, or to say something like, well, we have some sort of a Mesorah, that, you know, even though Shechitas Kachem and Shechitas Kulin are different, that L'inyan Sakin Shel Shechita, they're the same. We're not equating them generally. But when it comes to the implement, there's no reason. But it's hard to say that, because there's a very good reason to be Mechalik. Maybe the idea of Kli Shares is a din in Avoda and in Kiddush Adam. Very hard to say. Yeah.
Is it possible to suggest a third way, like Aliba, the first was inside design of the phase?
Good. Well, I don't know if that's a different way. I think that's another example of, you'll tell me in a second what you mean, but I think it's an example. The next thing I wanted to speak about is Tosfos and Tzadi Zayin, because Tosfos and Tzadi Zayin seems to ignore the dramatic evidence that I've just tried to adduce from this Gemara. Okay. What does Tosfos and Tzadi Zayin say, Daniel?
Well, he's talking about Yikachas and Machpelas, and he's interesting bifurcation.
Number one, he asks a question. Before he even gets to, what's the question? Do you have it?
Yeah.
So just read Tosfos and Tzadi Zayin, because that's the most, I think, Yotze Dofen of the Bali Tosis here. Okay, which one? Ma, which one is it? Hasam Ola who can
accept. Right. Okay,
does that significant or not?
Yeah, so.
Highly. Highly?
Yes. Super highly.
Okay, why?
The way that I was trying to understand it is that, I mean, he's basically saying, look, you know, this pasuk was used for a totally different context before.
Meaning? Say it clearer. Meaning? What's the assumption of this question?
That this has already been used for a totally different context.
It can't be used for both.
Chulin l'chud, kachim l'chud.
Right,
even when it comes to Shechita, even when it comes to Sakin Shel Shechita.
I think it's not just that it's been used before, but that it's used before in a totally different.
Well, totally different is fine, but it's more. I mean, that's the way he says it. In other words, how can you use this? This pasuk is all. What bothers Tosis? This pasuk is used to teach you that Sakin Shel Shechita has to be Talush and not Mechubar. But how can you learn it from this pasuk? According to the Gemara here, this pasuk is talking about Kadshim. Just because Kadshim has to be Talush, does that mean that Chulin has to be Talush? Right? That's what Tosis is asking. That question presupposes that the Heftza of Sakin, again, our sug is talking about Sakin needs to be or doesn't need to be a Kli. The issue that Tosis is talking about is Sakin can be Mechubar or it needs to be Talush. Same kind of issue, right? Same general kind of issue. So what are we saying about it? Again, in light of our Gemara wants to know, do you need a sakin? Kli mekabel tuma. We see from Chulin that you don't. Right? So we also learn from Kadshim to Chulin that you need talush and not mechubar. So what's so terrible? Tosis is bothered. And what is Tosis' answer? Omer Rabbeinu Tam.
Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara Nami Chulin, midichtiv lishod es beno, veloksiv lishod es ola.
Okay, this is very fascinating in terms of the Akedah story, right? In other words, the Gemara says that, you know, Yitzchak was an ola, by Yikachas HaMachelas. So Tosis is saying,
dual nature.
He became beno. Right? It was Vayikach HaMacheles, but it was lishchodes b'no. So it's both. Okay? That's a good for next, we're already past, it's not going to help anybody right now. You know, the Rav used to, when he used to give a shiur on in Maria every Tuesday night. Maria was a shul in Manhattan. It was in Yiddish, actually. So I didn't attend. But he used to give every Tuesday night. And then in the end, they always asked him if he would say something about the parsha. So he decided that, you know, there were a lot of rabbanim in the crowd. So he said, you know, if he says something in the parsha, all the rabbis will just steal the Divrei Torah and they wouldn't have to work and say a drasha. So he would always give a drasha on the weeks before Seder that was over. Of course, after the first year, you know, it didn't help anymore. But the point is, he didn't want to, you know. So anyway, so the point is that, you know, we're already past the Parshas Vayera, but this Tosis is, I think, a blockbuster, you know, drasha potential. Vayikach ha-samacheles, lishchot es b'no. V'log siv lishchot es ha-ola. Anyways, v'meven yav. Aval kli
l'shayach l'melach b'chulin ela b'kachim k'shar avodos d'vau kli sharis.
Oh.
So that's sort of where I want to suggest it from. That in other words, Tosus is reading our Gemara, and he says, oh yeah, the raya from Tetzayin is from Chulin, but from Chulin it's only significant as far as the Davar Talish is concerned, because that's a shock of Tari there on Tetzayin. But for, you know, we have every right to expropriate that for Kachin, Lane, and Kli.
Okay, so wait, so about Kli lo shayach l'melech, the Chulin, Ela b'kachim, Kishara Vodos, it's like each word is a gem here. The bow, Klishares. Right?
Further?
That's okay. So basically, what are we saying then? This Tosus, now, is this an explanation for our Gemara? Or is this a kind of a rejection of our Gemara? How does it explain our Gemara? Well, I mean, you could be Mechalek in the direction. I mean, our Gemara is saying we can learn Shchitas Kadshim from Chulin. Tosus here is saying you can't learn Shchitas Chulin from Kadshim. But then he's going on to tell us that even the fact that we need a Kli, right, is based on the fact that it's Kadshim and Kishar Avodah. So what does he do with our Gemara? What does he do with our Gemara that says that in Mukdashim, unless he reads like Akiva and the Meiri, right, that Mukdashim can suffice with Pshutei Kliyates the Haraya, the Mishan Chulin. Again, unless he finds that you can learn Kachim from Chulin but not Chulin from Kachim. Do you have an explanation for that? I mean,
okay. I think that he's saying you can learn Kachim from Chulin because the whole suggestion of a Kli by Chulin is so preposterous, because Kli is only significant in Shvitas Kachim because of Shara Vodos.
So then how do you read our Gemara?
So the line on Tetzayin is really a Kachim line. As far as Kli goes, it's only a Chulin line as far as Talish goes.
No, but it's, how do you read our Gemara? Our Gemara says
right, so
that
Gemara,
we see from Chulin that
I think Tosfos would say it's not really from Chulin. It's really from Kachin. Because that line is not really a totally Chulin line. That line is Chulin, Lenin, Talish, and
maybe I don't really see that, but I don't see how you see that in. I mean, it's hard to read the Mishnah and the Gemara on Tezvam and Tezayin, but that's not talking about Chulin. Okay.
It's in the context. So I think what Tosus is saying is that...
But in the end, remember that Tosus... we won't debate it, but in the end, Tosus is saying that Davar Talish is learned not from Kachim, but from Kulin, from Beno. Okay, either way, the point is, you know, however Tosus... I'm not comfortable with how Tosus integrates our Gemara, but basically Tosus represents the view, as does the question, I guess, of the Meiri, that Kulin the Chud, Kachim the Chud, I'm just saying in two, now in a second area. Mechubar Talish... Kli, Enokli. That's the view of Tosus. On the other hand, again, the majority of Tosusin, who really have tried to square the evidence of Macheles and Klishares with our Gemara, are all assuming that it's one halacha. Even the Rambam, who tentatively makes the distinction, what is Shitas Rambam, Dobi? In Nichos Ma'aseh Karbanos?
You
don't even need a kli, it sounds like.
You should use kli shares, but for the abed, whatever, as long as you do shchita.
Right. And what's the language?
He says, I don't have a language.
Hold on, Rosh Hashanah.
Exactly.
Right.
He doesn't just say, oh, you can get away without a klisharis.
No, he says kol davar shekar shebchul, referencing it to chulin where he tweets chulin where he told you that.
Perek aleph halacha dalid, which doesn't even need a kli.
Right.
So if you look at Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet in Nuchas Chul, in Nuchas Shechita, right? And then you look in back in Ma'aseh Karbanos, if you can read the language, that would be good. So what's interesting about the Rambam is two things. On the one hand, the Rambam de facto tries to do what Tosas did in Sadi Zion. So there's a difference between Kachim and Chulin. What's the difference? Kachim Klishares, Chulin Kli. However, says the Rambam, that's only L'chatchila, B'diyeved, you can get away with what you have in Chulin. By saying you can get away with what you have in chulin, as opposed to simply saying you can get away without a klisharis or without a kli, the Rambam is basically doing two things at the same time. The Rambam is walking a tightrope. The Rambam is saying, I read the Gemara in chulin, and I know we have to relate to it. That's the b'diavad, and that's why I'm writing as it is in Uchas chulin, in Shechitas chulin. However, I also understand that it's not so simple to assume that all the requirements of kachim can be accomplished by the minimum definition of chulin. The difference is l'chatchila and b'diavad. Did you find it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Kol esvachim ein shoftim osan l'chatchila ela besakim miklisharis ve'im shachat l'chol davar sheshoftim b'la chulin afilu b'kumel shalkana, according to our Gemara,
k'erim. And that's what it says b'chul, well, you could have just said v'im b'diavad, you know, if it's k'rumel shalkana.
Right, no, he says exactly.
Right. Now again, the Rambam also was very sensitive to the relationship between Kachim and Chulin, as we discussed, right? Both in the end of Perek Dalid, in his Midbar stuff, and of course in Sefer HaMitzvos, where not Kasher Tziv Yisicha, but the Zavachta is connected to Kachim. So the Rambam walking a very tight line. But the Rambam at least has an interesting shita. The Rambam says, listen, our Gemara is about the Lechatchila. It's about the B'diavad, I'm sorry. B'diavad, you can do this. The Gemaras and Zvachim are l'chatchila. We still need to understand what does that mean, l'chatchila. The Ramban also takes a position of l'chatchila and b'diavad, although for the Ramban, it doesn't seem to have been motivated per se by the idea of Shechita being avoda in Kadshim, but by something much more specific. Ali, what more specific in the Ramban? I say for the Ramban, like the Rambam, takes the view that l'chatchila, you should be Shochet big kodshim b'klisharis. It's only b'diavad that you can get away with kruma shalkana. Although number one, he does think that that's a form of kli. That's one difference with the Rambam. It's just not a klisharis, but it is a kli. The Rambam says you're under kli at all if you look at Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet. But secondly, in the Rambam you get the impression that there's a requirement of klisharis l'chatchila for the shechita as an avoda. That's the impression that you get, and for the Ramban, what's the l'chatchila? Yeah. For the Ramban, it's much more functional, and that is that you want the l'chatchila, you don't want to wait for Kiddush Adam for the Kabbalah b'klishares. You want to do that ayudei asakim. So it's not because you want to elevate, it doesn't sound like it's because you want to elevate Shechita as an avoda within Kadshim. It sounds like it's a din in Kiddush Adam. This is something that was noticed by some achronim. And there's a very good sefer on Zvachim and Menachos called Minchas Avram, a Talmud of one of the, I think a Talmud of Rabbi Beryl Soloveitchik, I think that's who it is. And he discusses this. He suggests that Ramban and Rambam really have two different perspectives, like we just said on this issue. I think it's obvious, but he has an interesting nafkamina to highlight it. The nafkamina he says is, what about the halacha? You know, we always say that, you know, you can do rov simanim b'diavad. But l'chatchila, marek, you should finish the actual shkita of the entire siman. So he asks, he says, maybe that would be enough kamino. Let's say, according to the Ramban, the l'chatchila of klishares in shkita is for the purpose of kiddush adam, right? So the kiddush adam is done already. So if somebody wants, is going to finish the shkita, right? So then, you know, there's no special yichus. You can finish it with krum shalkana, even l'chatchila. Again, I don't know how many times this is going to happen. We're interested in highlighting it. What?
Switch knives in the middle.
Yeah, exactly.
So then you kipper, they have to do that with the Kohen
Gadol. Okay, yeah, it could happen. Yeah. And that you give it to somebody else to finish, absolutely. So maybe give it to him to finish, and the Kohen Gadol doesn't want to give him his own special family legacy shechita knife, right? So he has to reach for a krumah shulchanah. But if you hold like the Rambam, that it's really a din in the shechita itself, so then the shechita should be finished with a kli sharis as well. So I think that's a nice ha'ara, it's a nice nafkamina. Either way, for the Rambam, this is an issue of kadshim and chulin. For the Ramban, it's more of an issue, perhaps, of kiddush adam in a much more pragmatic way. Okay. But, as I say, at least both the Rambam and Ramban are able to navigate the evidence by saying, you know, the sugyas are talking about l'chatchila, this sugya is talking about b'diavad. Tosfos in Zvachim Tzadi Zayin, I say, is almost ignoring our sugya, although logically, the line that he is drawing, I think, is very compelling. As I say, we can team him up with the, although I have to look at it, the Meiri, who also doesn't like our sugya kipshuta. If we do explain our sugya kipshuto, as I said, there still could be two explanations. One is, basically, and I think this is what Daniil is saying as well, the more, I think, ambitious one, which is the one that I like, which is that chulin already incorporates an aspect of kadshim in it, because that's its source. You're suggesting this specifically with regard to the kli. That could very well be. I just don't see it in the readings of the Gemara. But logically, I would agree with you. Or the more obvious way, which is chulin's not an avoda. So we say chulin's not an avoda. Why is chulin not an avoda? Because why would it be that you don't need a kli sharis in? It's against Tosin Bavak. I'm contrasting this with Tosin Zvachim Tzadi Zayin. Let's say the view of the Rishonim that even in kadshim, even the chatchila, you don't need a kli sharis. Maybe you don't even need a kli, or you need a kli but you don't need a kli sharis. But every other aspect of avoda requires a kli sharis. Why not? Why not shechita? Why not shechita? So the truth is, there's already hints of that in the Rishonim. The Ramban here relates to that question. Michael, what does Ramban say?
He says that since once we let the Zaram, you know,
shechita ksheira bazar. But the Ramban, which is his way seemingly of saying shechita in avoda, right? But the Ramban giveth and almost immediately, you know, he taketh away. He does, because he, how so?
Because he says that basically, really, we need kiddush through shechita. But here, because we have the zarm laced on, we'll wait for the Kabbalah Sadam to cover us.
Yeah, it doesn't. At first, it sounds like he's saying it fundamentally. Right, he says here,
even
the shechita ksheira bazar. Wait 1 second. Hi, love klishari. So if you lahaki, even the shechita ksheira bazar. But then he adds kishachit b'sakin didei kashachit. By saying it that way, we're not really sure whether Ramban is saying something fundamental, namely, Shechitas Kadshim, Ksheira Bazar, it's not a real avoda. Right? Or is he saying, Lamaisa, since a Zar is going to be Shochet as well, and he may not have a Sakin, so unfortunately, when you read the continuation, you're going to have to wait till the Kabbalah to do the Kiddush Adam. So we're not sure. In the Ritva, it's a lot clearer. Right, the Ritva says explicitly, anybody have the language of the Ritva? Except the Ritva has other problems. Right, the Ritva says, Yoshua?
It's only a partial Yusha.
The Ritva's own Shita is not like the Rambam and Ramban to navigate the evidence by saying l'chatchila m'dravid, but to say that it's a partial Kiddush. L'inyan what and l'inyan what yet and what not?
Well, l'inyan that you can make it out of Kama Shachana. As opposed to that
you can have Eitzim and not Mateches.
Right.
In this Klisharis shows you it's only a partial Klisharis.
It's a real Klisharis in the sense that
it doesn't create a Psul Yotze.
Right.
It says, but nonetheless, there's Miktsas, Kiddush, so that it's at least considered two Kiddushes, just like we have in Sota, in the context of Mincha. That's the language of the Ritva. He repeats it again. It's a very challenging Shita. We're not sure exactly what he has in mind. But the Ritva's view is, instead of a chatchilim b'diavad, it's that it's a miktsas klishares, nafkamina eitz, nafkamina yotze, and so on. But the Ritva says, and why doesn't it need a full klishares? Because shechita ksheira bazar. And for him it's not, and lemaisa he's going to use it, it's fundamental. Okay. The Shita Mekubetzes in Zvachim, however, expands this. Yeah.
Well, Yuri actually, Matt Simiri also says Shchita Kshera Bazaar shows it's not Nevoda.
Shchita Kshera Bazaar
shows it's not Nevoda.
Okay, good. Same idea. Same as the Rit. Same as the Rit. Okay, good. Although, although that wouldn't work in well with the. We'll have to. I have to read it.
It's a separation.
Oh, not part of that other piece, because that's right. Okay, because he wants to. The other one he wants to build the differentiation. Oh, so in there's a very interesting Shiva Kubetzis here in Zvachim. Okay, Mem Zayin Omid Aleph. What is the Kubetzis in Zvachim? Yitzi? Get to it yet? Michael?
The Mishnah seems to say that you need a Kli Sharis for.
So. The Tosis there is discussing you do or don't need a Kli Sharis. Right? That's one of the Tosis in.
And Rashi says you do, and she says
so,
that just takes out the.
So Shinu Kubetzis is trying to figure out why you would not. Right?
Yeah.
Oh. Hacha de shchitasim b'klisharis b'tzafam mishin de pshitlei de kol avoda b'inan klisharis. De chitei malama tnan v'kibul damon. What else is it? Chavtas, did I say? What? Chavtas. Yeah, that's another right word. The avagav de leis toch. 1 second. Chavtas or chavtas? Chavtas. Hacha de shchitasim b'klisharis. 1 second. Batlag of Rove, Shabadarum. Yeah, here it is. This is very important. Miu emes de lo be'inan klishares. Right, Michael? Remember that part? What?
I did one in
Rashi. You did the not kaftas?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Jay. Jay here? What? Oh, there he is. I'm sorry. You're usually there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't have my glasses anyway. Hey, go ahead. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Didn't see it? Rel? Michael? Hmm. Avi? Maybe we should ask who did see it. Yosef, go ahead. What does it say?
Why should he be different than
other
avodos? He wants to
say it's kasher bazar,
but he says
we
as well as
kasher
bazar.
The ma'ishno shchita mishar avodos. Why not?
But he can't say that
as we
as well as
kasher bazar. Hare blila kasher bazar. Well, it's like unless you're writing it here. And yet, what's that? I hear it. Una klishares, right?
So he says,
so that means there's no equation between Ksheira Bazaar and lack of Klishares, because Blila proves that you can have Ksheira Bazaar, you can have Ksheira Bazaar and yet require Klishares. That's a very scientific, you know, piece of evidence, right? So here comes the blockbuster. Go ahead.
He says the distinction is that Shkita is used both by Kula and Kachim. It's Blila, which is no parallel in
Kula. But here it's the Blila, the Eina Kiyim Bekachim. Even though it works for Zar, but it's a Kachim Halacha. Aval Shchita, Hoel V'Shaicha, B'Chulin Kemal B'Kachim, V'Lekach, Aval B'Shi Hitzrich Kli Lo B'Inan Kli Shares. So is that important or not? Yeah. That's basically, he is saying what we've been discussing all year, which is, does the fact that there is shchita bechulin, does that dilute its status in kadshim? So that's what Shitun Kubetzis is saying. And this is a view of the Balei Tosis. Who mentioned it to me, the Tosis in Yuma the other day? Who mentioned it? Like last week? I forget who. And then Beis.
Also appears in Zvachim on Yedalit.
And Zvachim Yedalit on the Beis.
Yeah.
I actually have the Zvachim here. So the Tosins, that's through the Rabbi Yaakov Mirliont. When the Gemara says that Shechita is not an Avoda, right? We mentioned earlier in the year. That's one thing. The Gemara says that Shechita is not a, the Gemara is a Safek. Whether Holacha, we're going to finish in 1 minute. You know, we'll finish with this topic on Thursday. But Holacha, second.
bottom of Idal and Olive.
Yeah, that's where I am. Boy minayim Rav Chisda. Halacha bizar mahu. Right? What's the halacha? What's the halacha about halacha? Okay. Halacha bizar. There are dalid avodos. Shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. Right? We know shechita's ksher bizar. We say, but kabbalah v'yelach not. What about halacha? So, amalek, shero, mikra misayeni, v'yishkutus ha-pesach v'yizriku ha-kohanim, masiv rav ksheshas. Zar, the onain, is also important for other things. Shikur, balmum, mekablin, I'm sorry, bekabala, beholacha, bezrika, pasol. V'chein yoshe, v'chein smol, tiyufta. Aivar Rav Chisda, kruak amar, David Maisa, itzdeba. Rabbi Rav Yesu, domit travaya, holacha, bezar, machlokas, Rav Shimon, rabbana. Rav Shimon, om ravoda, she'efshel, levakla, because you don't need holacha. You could do without holacha, it's not indispensable. Lava vodahi, and therefore ksheru bizar. Rabbanan psula. Amalei abaya, v'ashchita davoda shiyafshel avatala uksheru bizar. So we don't have this equation. They want to say in the other direction. He's saying in this direction. Amalei shchita lava vodahi. And the Gemara says, v'lo. What do you mean shchita's not an avoda? Shchita's paraz zar psula. And the Gemara says, that's a special gzer. It's a kasuv. What about Kalvachomer, Kachemetic Abayas, Kachemetic, whole discussion in the Gemara. They have a similar discussion in the Gemara in Yuma, Daf, Mem, Bei, Samad, Aleph. There too, the Gemara has a whole discussion whether or not Shechita is an Avoda, what about the significance of Ksheir Bazar, Avoda Shi, Efshel, Avatala. Different discussion, but a similar discussion. So when the Gemara says Shechita Lav Avodahi, right, how seriously is that to be taken? What is the scope of that halacha, and what is the basis of that halacha? So the scope of that halacha, maybe we'll speak about very quickly. For example, the Mishnah, the Braisa they were quoting earlier, right? Zar, Onein, Shikur, Balmum, Bekabala, Behalacha, Bezrika, Pasul. Right? So what about, we know those things all work in Shechita, but what did he say? V'chein Yoshev, V'chein Smol. What's the din of Yoshev and Smol in Shechita? Right? And what about the question of Yom and Laila in Shechita? Is it the regular din? Is it a special din? There are all sorts of discussions about whether Shechita really is an avod or not. So that's the question of the scope of this halacha. But what's the basis of the halacha? So Tosfos here quotes, Shechita alav avodah, pirsh bekontras, midiskashu bo kol apsulin. In other words, beyond, it's like the Ritva here, almost the Ramban, but the Ritva in our sugya. Shechita lav avoda. Why? V'haraya ksheira bizar. But Tosa says yef shalom arkein. This is also exactly to Tosa and Yuma the same. Yef shalom arkein. Da hechsher zar gufa maisila. The whole discussion of the Gemara is about zar. The Gemara wants to know whether halacha can work bizar. So what are you going to say? Shechita is different because it's ksheira bizar. The whole question, that's gufa what the Gemara is talking about. So Tosa doesn't like it. Tosa says, Mir yesh li yashev, kivin b'shum makom lo boi koin b'shchita, lav avodahi. But Rav Yaakov d'Orly on, and that's what's quoted in Tosin Yuma as well, Mefarish, lav avodahi sheshave b'chulin u'b'kadshim. Him kein lav mitam avodat siva makom shchita. And then Tosin says another pshat, b'linir lav avodah b'dim sharinan, right, omid b'daram v'hoshid yada l'tzafon. Right, that's part of our sugya too. Does he have to be inside? Does he have to be pnim? So there's a question. Small, yeshiva, laila, pnim. All sorts of questions. Do they apply to shechita or not? But for our purposes, what emerges is as follows. Rabbi Yaakov Morleon says that the reason shechita ain avoda is connected to shekein yeshiva v'chulin. And the other deis in Tosfos and Rashi avoid that. So the ones who avoid it can avoid it for one of two reasons. Right? They could avoid it because they say chulin l'chud, kodshim l'chud, like Tosfos and Zvachim Tzadi Zayin. That's one reason. The other reason to avoid it is to say just because shechita's effective in chulin doesn't mean that in kodshim it's not an avoda. Maybe the direction here is kasher tzivi sicha. Namely, even in chulin we simulate an avoda. That's really what's going on here. So you're not going to use the fact that it works in Chulin to downgrade. On the contrary, it's upgraded in Chulin, not downgraded in Kadshin. But according to Rabbi Yaakov Mor Elyon, exactly like Shita Mekubetzes in on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, what they're saying is no, Shechita is not an avoda. The fact that it works in Chulin shows you, in Chulin it's not avoda-esque, and in Kadshim it's the same halacha. Yeah.
The Shita Mekubetzes, it doesn't say exactly that it's the same as Chulin. It says that. Because it's the same, because we have Shkita and Chulin,
right.
So maybe Zar downgrades Shkita and Kachin, the Dafka should downgrade Shkita and Kachin.
I think he's trying to explain why. Remember, what is he trying to explain? He's trying to explain why don't you need a klishares in Shkita when you do need a klishares for the other avodos? The answer is because Shkita. It also applies to Chulin, which proves that it really isn't a serious avoda. It's in the line of Rabbi Yaakov Mor Elyon. Okay. So that is very, very important. I'm going to stop here. What we need to still do is go through some of the Tosas. And again, Moshe is supposed to read. Where's Moshe? I cheated him out of reading the Tosas. I want to read the Tosas because it's very, very important. How do we learn the Sugya and Sota? Especially if you believe that you don't need a Kli Shares, even a Kli, but you don't need a Kli Shares at all. So we need to discuss that. And we discuss the Ritva and the Ramban. And a few other little things as well. Okay.